This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect. Because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you were only half listening. So here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the office of the General Counsel.
Five, four, three, two.
Boom! Hey, I'm ready this time. I got off the phone with my grandma, and I'm ready to go. Welcome to Office of the General Counsel. My name is Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. I'm here with our producer, Ken Lucas.
Hi.
That's the spirit. Okay. We're muddling through another week of this nonsense, but we're together. We're friends. We're as close as could be. Ken, how was your week?
Busy.
Busy, yeah. Well, you got your hands in everything. That's the way it is. Do you have a new guess for what my middle name is? That game is still happening. Nobody's correct yet. Wait, let me tell you first what other guesses were this week. This week they included Astrid, Alf, Argo, and Abracadabra. Those are all nonsense. Astrid would be nice. It's a beautiful name, but it's not my middle name. Ken, do you have a guess this week?
I kind of like Alf.
You just like Alf? You're going to double down on Alf?
Sorry.
It did not change to my name.
Can I?
No, please.
I'll say Alphonse.
Oh, Alphonse. Like the great Senator D'Amato, Alphonse. Nope, that is not my middle name. Good guess, though. I'll give you a hint. It's spelled funny. Okay. Keep giving those guesses, though. Somebody will go. Somebody will win.
Where do they give their guesses?
Great question, Ken. You go to Twitter and you tweet at me. Unwinnable, OOTGC, that's Office of the General Counsel. Okay, so this week I've been making progress on reading my contract, which has been a big bugaboo for this show so far. We've all, you know, experienced how I just don't know what's happening because I haven't read the thing. Great progress made. I spent the week listening to a bunch of scratch tracks of voiceover artists who are then going to read my entire employment contract to me, like Audible.com style. I shouldn't have said that. They're not an advertiser. Audible.com, you owe us. That was a free one. So hit us up. But they're going to read my entire employment contract, and then I could just do other things. I could be washing the dishes. I could be doing laundry. I could be walking my dog, and I'll listen to my employment contract, and I'll learn what's going on there. So that's very positive. I finally settled on a voice. It's going to be great. Here's the voice that's going to read my contract, most of it.
This employment agreement is made and entered into on this first day of February 2016 by and between Unwinnable Incorporated, here and after Boss Daddy, or just Daddy, and Edward...
Whoa. I had to cut that off. They almost revealed what my middle name is there. Good thing I caught that. That would have ruined a game that severals of people are enjoying. Very much. But you had mentioned my contract. You asked if I got to the runes section.
Runes.
Runes, R-U-N-E-S. I looked through it, found it. I've got a crack team now of, I've got an archaeologist, I've got a cryptologist, an Egyptologist. They're all working to decode the runes and tell me what that section says.
Well, did they not give you the decoder cylinder when you signed all your paperwork?
Could you describe it to me? Because I had... Is it, you know, yay long?
No.
Oh, like, is it bigger than that?
Smaller.
Smaller. How much smaller? I thought I got a keychain sort of thing.
A little bigger than a keychain.
Bigger than a keychain.
Smaller than a pen.
Oh. We're really... Very specific as how long this is. It's bigger than a keychain, smaller than a pen.
Well, I mean...
Brighter than a...
It might open a bathroom.
Oh.
I guess you didn't get it.
Do you know where I could pick it up? I'm sure it's in a box for me somewhere. They just have to go and show my ID or something.
Try the information desk.
Information. Hold on a second.
It's in the lobby.
Oh, the box in the lobby where the... Okay, yeah.
Well, there's a desk.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they, like, encased in, like, a kind of a glass surrounded by...
What lobby are you in?
I guess the northeast entrance. Oh, you're talking about this, the main one on the south side of the building.
The main lobby.
Oh. Information desk. Main lobby. I need a... I got to get, like, a map that I can... like. Is there an app for the map of the campus that available for my phone? Because I just...
Stu is a bit old-fashioned, so there's only maps.
Like paper maps?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I will find that information desk, and I will get that decoder thing, because I've got to... it's costing me a fortune. These people are from a university up in Massachusetts. Hopefully they'll crack it soon, because I'm paying
Fat
through
chance.
The nose. Yeah. Stu's tricky. I don't know how he does it, but he really, really made it difficult to read my employment contract. Let's get an update on legal issues here at Unwinnable. I had said before that we had some racketeering case that was going on, and I admitted I didn't exactly know what racketeering was. I found out what it is. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about racketeering, because this is like serious. Racketeering is when you conduct a racket, you know what I mean? Like you offer a fraudulent service that isn't really necessary for protection, you know what I mean? That's the old mobster thing. Like you give me 20 bucks and I'll make sure nothing happens to your business. And then when they don't pay, the very protection service becomes the people that they're protecting them from. It's a, you know what I mean? It's a problem and a solution in one thing. And if you conduct that kind of a racket, you're racketeering.
That's illegal?
Oh, it's very illegal, yeah.
Oh.
This happened, you know, they actually, I think it was the 60s or something, they made the RICO Act. That's the Racketeering Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, 18 U.S.C., Section 1961 at SEC. So under that federal law, they describe racketeering activity as kidnapping, gambling, arson, robbery, bribery, extortion, fraud, forgery, various criminal trafficking statutes. I mean, this is serious business. And so I should probably get on that case sooner than later at this point. I would hate to be the person, though, that is embroiled in that investigation, because a company this size, there's going to be a paper trail. And whoever name is on that dotted line, you better look out, because you're going to be... Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry. Let me just sign this document. Okay, and... Okay, yeah, okay. Doing my job as general counsel, signing documents and sending them up the tube.
I see you got rid of the curtains.
I did get rid of the curtains so I could see when they're there. The curtains were a bad idea. I thought it made it look dramatic in here, kind of like a Phantom of the Opera kind of like sense to the
There was
space.
Also less noise.
Yeah, it does boom them off here. There's a lot of marble in here and a lot of, I don't know, just reflective surfaces that are causing a cacophony all the time. Right now, I'm very excited, Ken. We have another Strunken White. I have another Strunken White to play for everybody here.
Good grief.
You're going to like this one, Ken. For those who don't know, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, you should go listen to them and know what I'm talking about. But I'll give you a brief recap. Strunken White wrote The Elements of Style. It's a great book. It teaches you how to write and communicate better. You should go get it, you dum-dum. So... they have audio recordings that were read by E.B. White, not Strunk, as Ken had hilariously guessed last time. That's funny, Strunk. Anyway, we have these recordings that I play on this sort of gramophone thing that you can see is clearly on my desk and is sitting right here. And I'll put the vinyl on. And this is rule number 6 of E.B. White's, Strunk and White's, The Elements of Style.
Rule 6. Do not break sentences in two. In other words, do not use periods for commas. I met them on a Cunard line many years ago, coming home from Liverpool to New York. In this example, the first period should be replaced by a comma and the following word begun with a small letter. It is permissible to make an emphatic word or expression serve the purpose of a sentence and to punctuate it accordingly. Again and again he called out, period. No reply. The writer must, however, be certain that the emphasis is warranted, lest a clipped sentence seem merely a blunder in syntax or in punctuation. This is one of the most important principles of punctuation. They should be so thoroughly mastered that their application becomes second nature!
Oof. Words to live by, Ken. E.B. White, the guy loved punctuation. It was almost like erotic there, I think, at the end for him with the commas and the periods.
I think you strunk out with that segment.
Ken, you know, I'm just trying to educate people, Ken. That's all I'm trying to do. We're just doing the best we can. We're having a good time. Hold on a second. Oh, hey, everybody, the tour is here. Our good friend Ian Gonzalez and the tour. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. Feel free to, just stay within. You can see the, over by the door, there's like the red tape on the floor. Just stay within that red tape that indicates the area that you're allowed to be in. Yeah. Take as many pictures as you want. I don't know why you're using the flash. The entire wall over here is sunlight.
Have you been on the tour yet?
No, I haven't been on the tour. That's next on my list. Ian, I'm going to come on the tour, I promise. Everybody, you know, I hope you enjoy your time here at Unwinnable. There's a lot of great things to see. And I'm really excited that my office has become one of the stops on the tour. Every, 30 to 45 minutes, another tour group comes in and I say hello, take some pictures. It's been great. So Ian, though, do you want to be a guest on the next time? Or I don't have a guest yet for next episode. You want to be on next episode?
Sure.
Okay, great. You come by without the tour, though. I'm not going to interview 37 people.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, look at...
Behind the red line. Sorry.
Look at these...
They're children, yeah.
Did they, like, wipe their, feet before they came into the building? I mean, my carpet over there is... You know, okay.
You got to set an example.
We'll have Sean clean that up for you right away.
Yeah, by the way, that's another guy. Sean, I've been trying to get that guy on the show because I got to get to the bottom of the bathroom situation.
Who?
Sean Dillon.
Oh, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, head of facilities.
The facilities and janitorial.
Yeah. I cannot get him.
I didn't even know his name was Sean.
You didn't?
No. Mr. Dillon.
Oh, Mr. Dillon. You didn't think, yeah.
With Dillon, I hear people call him Dillon, so I assumed his name was Dillon.
No way. His name is Sean Dillon.
You learn something new here
every
day.
He's an old friend, too, but I can't quite get him on the horn to invite him on. So maybe someday, hopefully. We'll see. Who knows? Okay, tour. I guess I'll see you guys later.
Thank you for your time, and I hope everyone here, I hope you are not afraid or have any allergies to octopi. Come this way. Thank you very much.
I love the idea of there being an octopi section of the tour. That's exciting. Okay, well, let's take a quick break here, and we'll have our guest this week is the head of submission. He reads the submissions, submission review. I don't know, something like that. So we'll be back right back with our guest after this break.
You can come to Don's dating site. It's a great site for dating, and, you know, we'll have a good time. Right now, the site's only open to ladies. It's Don's dating site, and you should come on by. Hit me up, and we'll go for a walk or something, and, yeah. So, Don's dating site, just hit the join button, join, hit that join button, join today. You won't regret it. Right. You might regret it, but you won't know for sure until you try it. You'll probably regret it.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I hope that whatever that ad was, go out and subscribe to it, join it, buy it, love it, whatever. I'm sure they're great people doing great work. So we have a guest here, but I've listened back, and I think I should be nicer to the guests. I've been told that I've been a little brusque, a little terse with some of the guests that we've had on, and I feel bad about that. That's not the way I want to conduct this. It's just very frustrating to do the show, so I think I take it out on them a little bit.
Bully could be a word used.
Oh, not bully. Come on, really? That's a shame. I didn't want to come across that way. So I will do my best to be nicer, because I've heard that the morale is very low for people who've been on the show. Just employee morale about the idea of being on the show is really terrible.
Yeah, people have been nervous.
Mm. And that must be on me. That's on me, everybody, so I apologize. But I'm going to do my best to be nicer.
Just ease them into it.
Right, just ease them into it. So here we have, I'm going to, nice and easy, welcome to the show, Baxter Thwackmartin.
Hi.
Hi, Baxter. Let's get into your name, because it's terrible. First of all,
my name is terrible.
Thwackmartin is hyphenated. It's Thwack hyphen Martin.
Well, yeah, because my mom's name was Thwack, and my father's name was Martin.
Understandable, but I hate that. Like, just pick one. I don't care if it's your mom's. You'd be Thwack or be Martin.
Mr. Coleman.
One. Yeah.
Can I just speak to you a second?
Yes.
Should I take the headphones off?
No.
Oh, my God. Take it easy. Take it easy, Thwack Martin. Just stay still. We're having a conversation. Just
go a little easier.
This is a high-stress situation. I don't, you know.
Oh, sorry.
A little nicer.
Okay, you're right. I got off on the wrong foot there.
I'm sorry about your bust.
Yeah, well, it was, it's okay. It's, I don't even know who it is. I found it in the garbage. But the person looks important and has an impressive unibrow that I thought was attractive.
It was human?
What's that?
I thought it was like a fantasy figure.
Oh, no, his face was just really messed up, you know, apparently. I don't know, you know. Back to you, Baxter. Baxter, I apologize for getting off on your last name, like going off on that. It wasn't my intention. Let's talk about your first name. Baxter makes me think of Meredith Baxter Burney, the mom from Family Ties. And so I'm going to give you a nickname. I'm going to call you Bernie instead of Baxter, because I'm not going to call you Baxter. That's stupid. Oh. So, Bernie, welcome to the show. So you're the head of your submission review.
Meredith Baxter Bernie? Seriously?
I mean, Baxter. What other Baxter do you know? Like, Baxter?
I always thought of the cool scientist from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh. Nope. Well, I've already given you your nickname, Bernie, and that was a nice thing I did. See, I made fun of your last name, but then I did a nice thing by giving you a fun nickname. So you're Bernie from now on. Bernie, let's talk about submission review. What happens? How many, you know, your job is to read what people send in for Unwinnable Monthly?
Yeah, I mean, we get thousands of submissions a day. I lead the team. We all read them.
Wow, thousands a day. How many people are on the team?
70.
Ooh, nice. That's a nice number. So
that's actually decentralized too. They're not all in the office. We have them around the clock, all over the world.
Oh,
yeah. No, it's a pretty fantastic.
How far away is the furthest person? I want to know. I'm curious.
I think we have offices in Malaysia.
Oh, furthest away.
I don't speak Malaysian, so I'm not really sure.
Malaysia.
I definitely get some emails with weird language in them.
Oh. Like some sort of nonsensical, you're not sure what it is. Do you file those or something, or do you find some way to address them?
I have like a folder in my Gmail, and I, like, you know, the labels.
Yep.
Yeah, like I put that in it's the weird language folder.
Oh, okay. Well, you'd think somebody should probably get on that, I would imagine. I mean, Malaysian is not, you know, it's not like a...
asking questions is, you know, not my thing.
People aren't very proactive at this company, I'm finding.
I didn't say anything about being proactive. I just don't really like asking questions.
Just everybody's very laissez-faire, hands-off. Like, nobody wants to dive in and do the work that needs to be done, I find. It's a little disappointing, but I'm going to be nicer. I'm super nice. I'm being nice to you, Bernie. So what is it that Unwinnable looks for when they read submissions that people send in?
Well, I mean, we just... What we do, really, mostly, is we read all the submissions. We throw away anything that is a full story, because we can't even look at those.
Mm.
Also, you would know, copyright, you know, there's libel or something legal.
Uh-huh, you know. Sure. You seem to be on top of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we got to get rid of those. And then we basically cull out all the fan fiction. This guy fights that guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, like, gets in a relationship with that guy.
Right.
So much Star Wars slash fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Like Chewbacca making out with Luke or something.
Well,
like,
it's Finn and Poe Dameron from the new movie. That's the big one. We get thousands of submissions for fan fiction about that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty hot. Is there like a place that you get rid of these two that I can take a look at? I'd be interested in looking at some of that.
Sure.
Stuff.
Yeah. No, I have you know, in Gmail they have those the labels.
Yeah. 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 You're really big on the labels. Gmail and labels.
Oh God, you know it's like half my job is Gmail.
Really?
So and basically I sort through those and we get rid of those.
Okay. Get rid of full stories. You get rid of fan fiction.
Yeah, and then the half dozen or so that remain at the end of the week, we forward on to Stu, and he takes.
So after you get rid of those categories, there's only like six or so that are left.
Yeah, you know, on a fast week, you know, a big week, maybe eight.
Oh. Come on, people, get out there. Submit to Unwinnable. You have a pretty good chance as long as you're not into fan fiction and whatever the other thing you said that I didn't care about. So, Bernie, I heard, though, that Research and Design was working on replacing some of the people with artificial intelligence now. There's computers that they're making that are sort of AI to try to guess what Stu would be predicting and culling through the submissions that way. Have you heard about that?
Well, I mean, honestly, I sent a memo about this before we even put together the whole department, but since so much of the stuff is fan fiction, you could just create like a server-side email filter for fan fiction.
Mm.
You'd never see them.
Yeah. You know, you lost me when you said email or something. I blanked out after that.
Mm.
Bernie, do you report directly to Stu?
What do you mean by that?
Do you go and hand him, like, do you hand him the stories at the end of the week or something? Do you interact with him? Have you been in his office?
No.
You haven't been in his office?
No. I don't even know what the man looks like.
You've never met Stu?
No, not once.
Huh. Wow. This company has grown and grown. You know, I remember being in the office, in Stu's home office, a small room in his house, when he first turned Unwinnable into an LLC. That's a limited liability company. And now it's grown to this giant corporation where this guy, who is the head of going through submissions, hasn't even met Stu.
I used to work at a car wash.
Oh, really? How was that?
Fun.
That sounds interesting. Yeah, but what was your job?
I was one of the towel off guys, the dryer guys.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Every once in a while, I would just sit in the car and like go through, and it was like being a kid again. It was great.
Oh, wow.
It was so good.
I bet being the drying guy too is very satisfying. Like getting it really dry, you're just like, yeah, I did it. It's done.
I agree.
Yeah, it's like those. Have you seen those videos now that they have that are like these super satisfying videos, and it's just like stuff getting like punched or like, you know, squashed or like neatly combed out or something, like just really weird.
One of my favorite things in the world is to Windex windows.
Oh.
And one of my favorite things to watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
Are you could find them, and it's carpet cleaners, just guys shampooing carpets.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That sounds so awesome. Satisfying. Yeah, Baxter. You're back to Baxter. I'm going to call you Baxter again.
Hey.
All right, Baxter. Me and Baxter have similar joys of watching calming videos of things just being done. You know, it's like watching when Mr. Rogers, when they had like, now we're in the crayon factory or some shit. That was
amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting like chills on the back of my neck from that. Well, you know what? That's all the time we have for today. Baxter, I enjoy it. Thanks for coming by. Baxter Thwack Martin. I'm just going to make a quick note here. Next time I see you, we'll work on Thwack Martin. We'll get that straightened out. That situation should be resolved.
The next time.
Yep. Anyway, thank you for being on the show, Baxter. You're great. Keep watching them videos. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
I had to go into standards and practices again.
What happened there?
I meant to mention it earlier when you asked me how my week was, but things got a little, there were some words, but they are making me fill out a request.
Ooh.
So.
For what? Request. Hold on.
I can't get into it right now.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing it up then on the show when you can't get into it, but.
It's a little down in the
dumps. It's a bit of a downer.
But I'm glad, you know, you and Baxter. You were nice this time.
Can we say at least that we hit it off and we did a good job there? Okay, great. Well, that's that. Obviously, thanks for listening. You could reach out to me on Twitter at UnwinnableOOTGC. Everybody, we're still doing this show. I'm going to try to figure out a way out of it. I just have to get that contract read by that voice actor. And there we go. We'll be off to the races. Thanks for listening. On behalf of Ken Lucas, I'm Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire, Office of the General Counsel. Goodbye.